I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number. I mean, should I even, like, tell Knicks fans to just get on the calls as soon as you can, right? Like, I mean, the amount of noise that Knicks fans made on Sunday in Philadelphia, and it traveled all the way up I-95, up the turnpike, into Manhattan, and has continued all throughout the tri-state area. Yesterday was, in many levels, one of the greatest days for the Knicks and their fans that I can remember in a long, long time. I'd be just, not just the win and all that stuff, because obviously the series is still not over yet. But Bart,
it's on life support.
Yes, but think about this. Just the amount of I can't think of the word right now. I'm actually stuck on what
jubilation.
Jubilation? Like, it's not even that. It's just,
it's like the fans.
You know,
like,
what yesterday was to me, Bart? Yesterday was sort of the final endorsement that many Knicks fans needed when that question continued to be asked about Jalen Brunson. Is this for real? Can I buy into this? Yeah, is this something that is fleeting? Like, you know, again, Linsanity was fleeting. It was beautiful, but fleeting. Carmelo Anthony was a great player, but it was like, is he that guy? You know, like, it was just, is he that guy? Porzingis, in the beginning, you felt like, is there something here? But it never really took. Julius Randle was an all-star. And again, it was like you got to the playoffs and you were like, ah, oh, man, he's not that in the playoffs.
Fell short.
Jalen Brunson continues to answer a question that just keeps being asked, and that is, have the Knicks found themselves a franchise player?
It may be.
I mean, yesterday was an emphatic yes. Emphatic yes. You have one now in his prime, under contract, affordable,
underpaid.
Buy into this, because he showed you on the court of the reigning MVP while getting elbowed in the face, while getting kind of mocked a little bit there by Embiid.
We need to
he
back
took
back.
A crowd and put it in his pocket. He had them chanting MVP for him on the road. Name another player that ever had something like that happen in Knicks history. So that's what I feel like yesterday was. Yesterday was an emphatic yes to a question that many Knicks fans asked me about Jalen Brunson. And I'm telling you, buy in. Buy in now. Because you finally, after all these years, and I take this back to Patrick Ewing, this is the first time you have had a franchise player of this magnitude, of all the buy-in, the connection with the head coach, the standard setter of your franchise. And when you need a win, when you need a performance, the way he can bring it, the way he brought it, franchise history made in a playoff game on the road. It is an emphatic yes answering that question.
Yeah, I mean, I talk about, you know, he's certified, right? It's one of those things, right? Julius Randle, like, to your point, Julius Randle got to the playoffs and fell short. Couldn't carry his team, put his team on his back. Now, without Mitchell Robinson, your most important big man, you know, somebody that can match up with the reigning MVP, you know, he did his thing. And, you know, to be able to beat a record that has stood for so long, the great Bernard King, to be able to get that total. But also, you know, this isn't like it was a blowout and he was just stat stuffing. They needed every single one of those points. And the fact that, you know, listen, like the NB thing really, really bothers me, but the best way to serve that revenge is to send Joel Embiid ass home. But I think we need to start having a conversation about, like, yo, I mean – he stepped on his leg, and I forget the shoulder, but the fake step reminded me so much of Ndamukong Suh. You know what I mean? The fake, like, oh, I'm about to trip. Let me put the other foot up and trying to step on somebody's knee. Like, that's like actively trying to hurt somebody, in my opinion. At that size, to try and step on somebody's leg or knee, you know, while they're down. And to still have that wherewithal, I mean, that is super intentional. And nobody's calling him out on that. The fact that, you know, that wasn't reviewed and he wasn't thrown out for that. I just hope somebody gets some get back. Like, listen, don't go out of your way. But if it presents itself, you do something to that knee the same way he's been doing things to your star players. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But, you know, like I said, you know, revenge is best served cold. And the Knicks was cold yesterday. You know what I mean? The late defense, you know what I mean, on Embiid. The fact DiVincenzo didn't have it, you know what I mean, to be able to go in and like, the defense that was played on him. And it's weird how, like, a smaller guy always gives the big guy more problems than a big guy. You know what I mean? As long as he's got a little muscle to him.
Well, they played Embiid like he was a wing player.
Yes.
This is Wally said this yesterday, and he was 100% right. Is that Joel Embiid, you got to stop playing him like he's a center, which is what Hartenstein was doing, and he kept fouling him. Play him like a wing player because he's not a post-up center with the condition that he's in. He's going to take jump shots. He's going to stay outside the paint. He's not going to try to drive on you. He's trying to draw
fouls. Another one bites the dust, too, when he went in there and, you know, needed an easy shot.
Oh, that block by Achiuwa was tremendous.
So, but even again, before when he went to the basket, you know what I'm saying, you knew he didn't have the lift.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Normally Embiid would have just jammed on somebody.
He had two dunks. He's had two dunks so far in the series. One he got hurt on.
Not so many all year.
And then the other one was in the first play of the game in game four.
Yeah, that's been a reoccurring theme all year, too.
Like, listen, and I'm glad you brought that the thing with stepping on the leg. I'm glad you brought that up because, actually, Jay Will brought that up this morning on Get Up, too. And he brought that up as, like, you know, and Greeny said something that I didn't really think about until he said it. And that is that has Embiid, who was – a well-liked player, right? He's a well-liked player in the league, right? Most people, he's funny. He was very funny on Twitter for many years. He's got a bubbly personality, all that stuff. That he's kind of turned heel in the series.
But if you look at it, he's in the series. But he's, when you look at how he's gotten away and you put the stats up in so many less games, he's been a heel.
Oh, the flagrant.
He does it like a sleuth. You know how, like, Draymond, when he threw his arms up and flailed, and then but he punched a dude in the face?
Yeah.
That's how Joel Embiid tries to do it.
Or when you fall down, you kick your leg up right in between somebody else's legs.
Yeah, I was falling.
Right in
the same way he hit Brunson. Like, oh, and then he tries to go like he didn't even, like, he knows if he doesn't give any attention, he keeps moving, that it looked like he did it on purpose. He's just so big, he couldn't feel
fly. Stepping on heart like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I agree. Like, he really has – I
hope they give it to him, and I hope they give it to him in the garden.
Well, I'll tell you.
And I hope somebody gives it to him.
A couple of things. First of all, his comments after the game about the fans, and because of the fact there were a lot of Knicks fans in the building, and him being upset about the fans, and this is what he said about the fact that you heard nothing but Knicks in five being chanted, MVP when Brunson was on the free throw line. The loud cheers on the defensive stops late in the game where you could hear it on the broadcast, let alone in the building, those who were there. But then on top of it, there was also, you know, he's taking the place of Trae Young with the FMB chants in his own building, right? This is happening in his own building. And he says this when asked about that stuff after the game.
Disappointing. You know, I love our fans. I think he's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Yes, obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. It kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. You know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
Yeah, they didn't show up because they didn't trust you because you went down 0-2 and those Sunday tickets went on the secondary market and everybody in New York bought them up. Everybody.
We got resources. That's what I'm saying.
That's what people did. They're like, I'm not wasting my time on Sunday. I'm going to sell these and make some money off them. And that's what people did. And Knicks fans bought them up. Now, listen, the other thing is this. If you think that was bad, Joel, what do you think waits for you tomorrow night at the Garden? After everything that you did in those two games, what you did in game three, you think Knicks fans are going to, like, wait till you hear what they're going to do to you in this building? And he gets rattled. I'm telling you right now, Bart, Tuesday night, that I would go if I were you.
I thought it was
that
Wednesday
place
night.
Is going to be in. He is going to be in a house of horrors at the start of that game, and they're going to be relentless on him. And if he does not play well, and if he tries all his usual antics, oh my God, like he's going to hear it. Unlike any player that you can think of, going back to Reggie Miller, even Trae Young will probably laugh and say, "Wow, they were easy on me compared to this."
Right. You talk about Trae Young's balding, Joel Embiid blinking or something like that. You know what I mean?
I don't know that.
I love
think,
that T-shirt.
I just think
too.
The
that
FMB
T-shirt.
Is
so, that T-shirt is so funny.
That is kind of. Yeah, that is kind of.
So creative.
But I'm telling you, if he thinks that was bad Sunday from his own fans, just wait till what he's. I mean, it's going to be a crucible in the building tomorrow night. I can't wait. The Knicks haven't closed out a series at home, Bart, since '99. Think about that. They haven't they've won two playoff series in the last 20 years, as we know. It has not been a great run. But the Celtics series, they closed out in Boston back in 2013. And obviously last year, the Cavs series, they closed out in Cleveland. So they have not closed a series where they complete the series, they clinch a series. They haven't done it in their own building in 25 years. So put that emotion on top of, we're going to get our pound of flesh with Embiid after what we saw in Game 3. I mean, the place is going to be unbelievable. It's just going to be, the atmosphere and everything else is going to be wild. But I don't want to get caught up on them and him. I really want to get caught up on the fact that, like, I said this too. Can we get Becky Hammon to call in? Because I really want Becky Hammon to give us a mea culpa.
Candace Parker, congratulations on the retirement. But yeah, you need to call up.
Just come in and just let me know. Like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this guy is a 1A. Maybe he is, because he just did 47-10 on the road. Like, I mean, just, and he took hit after hit. The defenses that Nick Nurse is throwing at this guy, and it's just, he went from the first two games of, I got to figure this out, I got to get right, to lighting them up for, what, 80-something points in two? I mean, are you kidding me? He was 72% of the offense in this game, because the 10 assists also get you 20-plus points in offense as well, right? And they scored 97? So yeah. Think about this. He was everything for this team, and he carries them, and it's with all the attention being paid to him, and he's getting where he wants again, which is in the painted area. He's not relying on – like, he doesn't have to have an insane three-point shooting night, or he's not going to the line 20 times like other people. You know, Devin Booker had 49 last night, right, in a losing effort, but he went to the line 21 times. Jalen Brunson went to the line 12. Like it's to me, he has really become that guy that everybody says, I don't know if he's the part. And as Tom Thibodeau said, he doesn't look the part. Bart, he is the part. This guy's for real.
He's a throwback too. I mean, his mental tenacity, you can see how proud his dad was looking at him when he was shooting those 48th and 49th, you know,
the free throws. The big ones, yeah.
You can really tell like how he felt it. And listen, it was slight, like the little hug at the end. It was a slight hug, but you can tell how proud he was. And you know, he can tell what he raised, man. Like, it's like I said, what's built lasts better longer than what's born.
Yeah.
And this guy was built. You know what I mean? He may not have all that. He's not Ant-Man. He's not all those. But like I said, greatness comes in every shape and size.
That's right.
I mean, for every great big man I can show you a guy like John Stockton that found a way to be great without all the attributes that other people had. I can show you a guy like Isaiah Thomas. Mm-hmm. I can show you a guy like
He's very close to Isaiah, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's very close to Isaiah. Right? Like, would you say that you watched Isaiah growing up, right? Like
that mental, that tenacity, man.
A lot of people were trying to compare him to the other Isaiah Thomas that was in Boston. It was a short-lived thing. He got hurt because he just, you know, like a body broke down. But as I look at him and that fire in his eyes, when Embiid gave him the forearm shiver on like, that screen, like Brunson, instead of losing it, instead of getting angry.
Isaiah would have punched him in the back of the head.
Well, all right, maybe. But you see what I'm saying? Like all Brunson did was all of a sudden just stare him down. And then the fire that was in his eyes, and then he had some words with him, which I like that, where he let him know, like, what's this? What was this? What was that for? And then as Embiid's trying to give his thing, like, Brunson gave him the death stare, like, oh, okay. All right, this is how we're going to play this. And then he just absolutely lit him up in his own building.
I need somebody to give Embiid something flavor, man.
If you send him home.
I don't think it's necessary. I'm telling you, I don't want to lose anybody for the first game of the second round.
I still need something flagrant, man. I need something. I need somebody going there like,
you know what's you flagrant? Watching, let the crowd have the pound of flesh. No, you beat him, and then let the crowd take care of that.
No, I need him. I need him in the recovery room. Hurt.
You really?
This is pissing me off, man.
Such a football mentality.
Because that's twice. That's two times, man. That's two times.
Yeah, when I agree
he did
with
it three
you on
times.
That step. Yes, I
the
agree. Ste-
the step is on the knee too.
On the shin. That was a dirty play.
At 300?
Yeah, that's a dirty play, man.
Could crack the fibula.
Now, can we talk about everybody outside of Jordan? We'll get to the calls. 800-919-3776. We absolutely will get to calls. But let's also do this part of it, Bart. This was I also called this a signature win because this was what the Knicks have been all season long. Am I wrong? Like, that fourth quarter was emblematic of who they are. They got to every offensive rebound.
Yeah.
The defense, the stops that they got, there was back-to-back stops. One that led to an Embiid air ball because they smothered him. Then the one that led to the shot block at the shot clock buzzer, Achiuwa on an Embiid three that was a desperation shot. Those two, that's like Tom Thibodeau porn. Like, when people wonder, like, what does Tom Thibodeau do, like, you know, to relax? He watches that because that is everything for him. Perfect defensive rotations. Resiliency, fighting through screens, forcing a bad shot, getting the stop. That's this team this season. That's what they've been. Josh Hart getting every single rebound. The Anunoby defense, the loose balls that they got to, the three or four offensive rebounds to get extra possessions, just all those things were everything this team has been this season. This was pretty much, and the question was asked, Tom Thibodeau, a microcosm of their season.
It has been the story of the season, and I think when you look back to everything that transpired with guys going out and new guys coming in and whoever gets in there, just get the job done. You know what your job is, do your job, execute. And then, you know, there was disappointment in the way we finished the last game, but what we were in control of is how we got ready for this game. So, you know, be ready. And that's our challenge. And we know you're not replacing, you know, frontline guys individually. We have to do it collectively. And if we do that, you know, if we're a team and we do the right things, good things come from that.
And that's the story of Achiuwa, just stepping in and just and giving you quality minutes when Mitchell Robinson went down. Being ready. Simple as that.
And listen, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder even if Mitchell Robinson's healthy, if you don't stay with that same lineup, because it gives you – It gives, like, he's playing like a wing. It gives you a wing to be able to make him have to defend, too.
Mm, some people have said that. Yeah, some people have suggested that maybe Achiuwa should be the one playing, you know. But the Knicks, think about this. Through four games, the Knicks have had three double-digit comebacks to win. I mean, they are never down. They are never out. It is really just incredible to think about. And what Brunson has done offensively, what he did in those two games after in the first two games of the series looking like Philly's got a defense for him. They're really shutting him down. They're frustrating him. Like, he has become only the second player in NBA postseason history to score or assist on 70 plus points in consecutive games. Like, that's like he did so much, and they were trying to stop him. Crazy.
They can't deny it anymore. You know what I mean? Like, people who don't want to give him his credit, they can't deny it anymore.
And that's what I'm saying. Because I'm asked this question a lot of times by Knicks fans. It's always been the same one. It's when are we getting a star? And then it's, you know, Brunson, is this for real? Is he for real? You know, can he do it? Can he be that guy? And I just keep saying, how do you deny it? When the humility he shows after the game, like, how about that part of it? The fact that you don't hear him, like, he doesn't really do a lot of things to show out, that he plays with fire. He doesn't get rattled. He sets the standard of, this is how I'm going to play this hard. Everybody else can play as hard as I. Like, they trust him. They believe in him. There's so much about what you love about him as a – and this is what I meant, as a franchise player, that it's, to me, for real. And then you – well, he's got to – you always say, you make your name in the regular season, you make your fame in the postseason. So, all right, you got to do it in the postseason. Well, last year, against one of the best defensive coaches in the history of the game, in Miami Heat, he averaged 31 a game, and that coach, after the series ended through six games, exhaled and said, how's that guy not an all-star?
Yeah.
Right? And then this year, well, all right, he's got to do it again. All right, well, he's going up against another really good defensive coach in Nick Nurse, and he's going head-to-head with the reigning MVP. without, and he doesn't have his other star. While there's two All-Stars playing in on the opponents, you don't have yours. So you're on your own, and they can double-team you and put a box in one you. They've been zoning with him out there, and all he did was turn around and just drop 80-plus points in two games on your home floor. I mean, if you're not convinced now, you'll never be convinced. He is legit. And that's what that win was yesterday. That win was an emphatic yes to all the questions being asked. And now it continues to be with the Knicks. Okay, can they get the series over with in five, get a couple of days rest, and get ready for what looks like the Indiana Pacers? And then that's your second round.
Yeah, and that's what you wanted too.
Well, it's what you're going to get probably if the Bucks can't get Lillard and Giannis back. Their season's going to be over.
But, man, I mean, if that's one thing when you think about the weekend that was, it's just, you look at what happened with Phoenix.
Yep.
You know, the Clippers, miraculous shots by Paul George. And you're talking about playing better without your superstar. It seems like they play better without Kawhi Leonard. They're 2-0.
They got off to good starts in the game one and right in this game as well. That series is going to go seven. That's a great series, the Clippers-Mavs series. Minnesota and what they did to the Suns. And keep an eye on Phoenix now, everybody. Keep an eye on Phoenix and what can happen from them getting swept out of the first round. All something to watch. But I'm going to, like I said, Bart, this was a big weekend for Knicks fans. And they have not had a lot of chances to crow the way they crowed yesterday. And they deserve it. And you can have your time. And your time is right now. 800-919-3776. You want to hear from some people right now, Bart?
Yeah, I definitely want to hear from the people.
Yeah, I think we've got to begin all this stuff with the people now making the noise. So we go to Jersey and talk to Youssef. Go, Youssef.
They have not had a lot of chances to crow.
You got to turn your radio off, man. Youssef, it's a delay, too. We hear what we just said 5 minutes ago.
Your time is right now.
No, you see, you got to know to keep the radio down. Like, that's the most important part. Let's go to Razor Ramon in the UPS truck. What's up, Ramon?
Yeah. What's good, Bart and Han?
What's happening?
How y'all doing?
All right.
I just want to, first of all, apologize to the Philly faithful. I was the one that put the jersey on Will Chamberlain statue. I'm sorry. We got out of hand. But y'all deserve it. Y'all damn deserve it. And B is dirty as hell. Hopefully he's a Nick next year or Booker. I'll take him too. But what a performance by Brunson. That was amazing. 47 piece, 10 dimes. He did it himself. There was no Bogdan, no Mitchell. Dante was, I don't know, he's MIA. I don't know what happened to him. McBride needs to start a little bit more, I think. He was showing out. OG was guarding Embiid like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Great performance by him offensively, too. It was amazing.
He was more active. The fans,
it was like
Josh Hart got you 17 rebounds, man. It's 6'4". 17 rebounds for Josh Hart in the building where Charles Barkley at 6'4 used to be the round of rebound.
That was amazing. It was like 65, 45 fans over there with the Knicks. And best believe we'll be in Indiana, too. Road trip over there, too.
We'll see. All right, Ramon's fired up. What about John in North Bergen? John.
Hey, MB, how you doing? Company, thank you guys, man. Real quick, Allen, for you, two quick points. Allen, it was a great win. JB is amazing. I called Dan Grasso and I told him that the word I used was they need to retaliate and punch him in the pop him in the mouth. And the win was great, awesome, but I still believe they should still pop him in the mouth, like literally, because he's a dirty player. He's a punk. And, come on, JB, he stepped up. He even got in his face. Like, that's how we do up here in Jersey, New York. You know, we ain't punks, man.
Yeah, but like, who's his enforcer? Who's his enforcer that's supposed to step in the same way?
Throw Sims out there.
Same way that P.J. Washington stepped in front of Luka.
Hey, you know what I mean? I love that. Did you see P.J. Washington go into the B-boy stance, too? That was unbelievable.
Throw Sims. But number two.
I don't think Sims is like that, John.
Number two.
I don't think he's like that.
Hello? Number two for Bart.
Yep.
Hello? All right.
Here, baby.
For Bart. All right, I'm a Giants fan, so I'm content with the draft. I'm not a Jets hater, but, you know, it's still New York, home team, baby. But how do you feel with the picks and the draft?
I think both teams showed tremendous discipline, and they got what they needed. And, you know, you look at the Jets as well, getting two, you know, going to get two running backs. Well, if one goes down, now you create competition.
There's a couple of great stories off the draft. Well, I think
those are big dudes too.
You know, I mean? I hear you.
They needed some, you know, short yardage guys, and now you got two guys that's over 220.
Mm-hmm.
One guy damn near 245, 250. He's training with King Henry.
And can we also point out that you called it on Jordan Travis, by the way?
Yeah, man.
You absolutely called it. So that's an interesting pick. We're going to do the NFL draft stuff. Mel Kiper gave out his grades for the whole NFL, and including the Jets and the Giants. Where did these two teams, where did our local teams grade out? All that stuff we're going to do in 1 o'clock hour. I think the first hour's got to be all Knicks, NBA playoffs, and all that stuff. A little bit of Rangers, too. They did sweep. Let's not forget them. They've already moved on. They took care of things in four games. So certainly want to mention the Rangers in this whole thing as well. Big series starting with the Yankees and the Orioles.
But Yankees before with a football score yesterday.
Yeah, how about two games of that, too? They put up a ton of runs.
Judge playing Mutombo on the
No, not today. Yeah. So again, the draft stuff for everybody, we will definitely get to 1 o'clock hour because there's a lot to break down certainly there for both the Jets and the Giants on their second and third days and, you know, how they both did. So all that will be there at 1. But right now it's time for you and the Knick fans. 800-919-3776. We've got a full bank of calls. We're going to get to every single one of you and more coming up, so stay with us. Barton Hunt, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. It was the difference between being one win away from the second round or having the series all tied up. The Knicks knew the importance of yesterday's game 4 against the 76ers, but Tom Thibodeau, after that win, also knows nothing's done just yet.
We're a team, and we have a team of leaders, and then, of course, the way Jalen has responded to the challenge has been huge, but not just Jalen. Everyone's embraced their role, and like I said, the challenge now is for us not to feel good about ourselves, to not change, to, you know, enjoy this for the moment, but tonight start getting ready for the next one. So we know the challenge that'll be in front of us, and we have to get the fourth win, so be ready for that.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
somehow we just found a way. Kept fighting, kept sticking together, we found a way. And when it's ugly, and then we can find a way to win like that, and then when we're not playing perfect, it's a plus for us, a plus for our confidence. I mean, we're not done yet. We got to continue to have that humble mentality. We got to find a way to win another.
Oh yeah, the anthem this year. But that's Jalen Brunson. That's your leader, Nick Fan. That's your face. That's your franchise player. With a performance like that yesterday, how could you deny that at this point? Still waiting to hear from Becky Hammon.
He's moving up to the all-time list that fast.
Like, I mean, everything
all-time
he's doing,
Nick
yes.
Quick.
Look, I mean, again, back-to-back 30-10s, nobody's done that in Nick history. The 47-10, nobody's done that in Nick history. In fact, nobody in NBA history has ever done 47-10 in a game where his own team finished with less than 100 points. Like, that just shows you the impact that he has had. Wind Creek Bethlehem is your kind of fabulous. Enjoy Pennsylvania's loosest slots and most free play. Plus live stadium gaming, a poker room, and the sports book powered by Betfred Sports. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. You can call 800-919-3776. Be part of the conversation here. I'm going to hear from every single Knick fan in New York. That's what I want to do right now. Keith in East New York. Keith.
Hey, man. I am so – oh, my God. When I saw the dirty plays, I was like, I got to ask Bart. I got to be like – was that a dirty play? I'm so glad you brought it up, man. Let me tell you.
That's in Dominican so on Aaron Rodgers. Oh, I didn't see your foot there. I'm sorry. Let me step on it.
I'm really, right? I'm just like, so that karma got him. I'm like, nah, they're going to lose now. This is it. So I'm feeling like I was at the game where the Knicks won wire to wire against Denver. And, yeah, you know, it's an NBA thing. It's like, okay, they were on a back-to-back. But, you know, the old Knicks would have lost that game.
Maybe, yeah.
And I'm like, if we had Randall, could I really believe that they would win the chip this year? What do you think?
Boston's looking tough, man. Boston and Denver, seven-game series with Jokic. I mean, I would say Eastern Conference Finals, I would think. But it's weird, though, because we've seen all these other teams. You insert a superstar, the chemistry and everybody accepting their role. I think what makes this team so good is everybody accepts their role. Nobody's trying to be more than what they need to be.
How about Achiuwa just being ready, right? Being ready to play instead of, like, pouting that he's not in the rotation or being just ready to go. When his number was called, dude, like, just jumps right in and gets right at it, right? Like, there was no – like, you didn't see him, I got to get in rhythm. No, I'm ready to go. What do you need me to do? Like, those are the types of guys that you need to have.
How tall is Achiuwa?
6'8"-ish.
Playing like Ben Wallace out there, son.
Yeah, no, he's got long arms. He's really good that way when you just give him a job, right? Like, you have to he has to have a job. just have him out there and he doesn't know what he's doing.
He's like Hoosier. We need him slowed up. I'm on it, coach.
Right, like the bubblegum thing. I need to know what flavor he is. He was dentine. Dave in East Meadow. What's up, Dave?
Hey, let's go, baby.
Let's go, baby.
So I got 3 points. Number one, it took JB 2 games to figure it out, but he's figured it out, and he's exceeding all our expectations. Okay? Number two, I just want to compare the coaches. You got Nick Nurse out there, and Nick Nurse, even on calls, every little call, he's in the ref series. He's such a real bad example for youth coaches. But he overplayed his hand because he knows that every time Joel comes out, we outscore them. So you left a 30-some-year-old, 10-year veteran, coming off surgery. You left him in for the whole second half. That is malpractice. And then you got Tibbs making the defensive switches he did, OG and Josh playing out of their mind. And, guys, how many times throughout the season have we heard that Tibbs plays his guys too many minutes, yada, yada, yada?
Can we stop
that? Who was the first? How many offensive rebounds?
Right.
Offensive rebounds did we get in the fourth quarter that extended possessions and took time off the clock? Our second effort in the fourth quarter was we killed them in that aspect. So that goes to coaching because Tibbs had these guys in better physical condition as well
seven,
as their
so
own
you know.
Heart.
The answer was seven. It was 18-6 on the boards. The Knicks had more offensive rebounds than the Sixers had total rebounds in that quarter. Just think about that.
Yeah.
Seven offensive rebounds, seven extra possessions.
Yep. And the defensive switches we did, putting OG and Precious, we didn't know Joel was going to turn into Steve Novak, but that's what he's turned into in this series right now, at least on the offensive end.
Yeah, and a guy that's playing him right. Fouls.
Yep. So let's get Tibbs that extension. And I think I told you guys a month or two ago, come on, Precious, 3 years, $18, $20 million. Lock him up. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be a priority, Dave. Thank you. I mean, that's, you know, a lot of that stuff, but obviously Tibbs, to me, that comes first. Danny in Orlando. What's happening in Orlando, Danny?
Let's go, Knicks! Woo! Guys,
that's
I am so hyped about this win yesterday. I just want to make a couple of quick points, man. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, Jalen Brunson is a superstar. Absolute superstar. You can look at him like the way I look at it. Any superstar that you see, they have that killer instinct. And he's kind of like MJ in that sense, right? You poke the bear, he got that little cheap shot in the face, and he just completely went off. He went off, and he said, all right, you want to hit me in the face? No problem. I got something for you. No retaliation needed, guys. You know, Bart, I know you want somebody to try to get back here, but we're just going to need to bury these guys.
Yeah, what's the send sweetest revenge?
Send them home
packing
up the turnpike.
What's the sweetest revenge?
Win.
Send them home.
Rolling on his knee?
Well, that's...
No, just win.
Send them home.
Win.
Yeah, send them home. Send them packing in five. Like, send them home and then remind them. Oh, you said you were winning this series. I thought you said you were the better team. I thought you said you were winning this series. I'm sorry. That was the last thing you said when you walked out of this building. Like yep. That's, to me, the ultimate revenge.
And I will tell you this. For a while we've been talking, right? Oh, man, how great would it be to get Embiid here in New York? I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want this guy anywhere close to the Garden. This guy, I have grown. I'm telling you. But listen, Bart, listen to me, though. Listen, the culture that we have created here in New York, I don't want somebody here who's going to come and try to hurt people on the court.
If he's trying to hurt other people. If you're trying to hurt other people, that's a different thing. If you're hurting other people, that's
don't say that.
It's like Hines Ward. You know what I mean?
Danny, what you bring up, though, is interesting, and I'm going to explain why. Because I think I told this story last year, if I'm not mistaken, but you know, Joel Embiid has an apartment here in Manhattan, right? Like, you know, like his I think it's his fiance is a model, and so she lives here, and he spends a lot of time here in the city. And it's going to be interesting because normally, like, he'll just, like, you'll see him around town and nobody really just says anything other than, oh, it's Joel Embiid, right? But now I wonder if he's going to really hear it from people now.
Yeah.
When he comes around. Like, is
but
he
I'm
gonna...
just saying, I'm not going to discredit Joel Embiid.
He got married in the Hamptons, remember?
Yeah, I'm saying, but what I'm saying is he has a condition. He came back from surgery.
Yep.
It's a lot to be said about what he's doing. Especially what he's
I'm gonna give you
with.
All right. I'm gonna give you. We're gonna get back to Cole's momentarily. I'm gonna give you three. I'm gonna give you four names.
Mm-hmm.
Four names that, you know, are like, just hypotheticals, but you know, you could see the scenario. You tell me which one goes first. All right. So Embiid is one. Giannis is another. Donovan Mitchell. Devin Booker. I'm gonna give you five. Kevin Durant. Those are all players that somehow, some way are going to find their way to New York. Who goes first? Who's out? Who's off the list? No, don't want them.
Give me – well, the two that I want is give me KD and –
No, I'm saying you got it. It's only
give
one.
Me KD
only
and
one, and you got to eliminate one that's – he's not – you can only have one. Who's voted off the island first?
I make it's got to be between Booker or Donovan Mitchell.
Well, pick one. Who's off first?
Well,
keep playing again throughout the show.
Donovan Mitchell's off.
All right, Donovan Mitchell's out, you're saying. So
yeah.
the list still has Booker, KD, Giannis, and Embiid. All right.
Yes.
All right, we'll play that some more throughout the show. 800-919-3776. Josh in Brooklyn. What's up, Josh?
What's up, y'all? One guy that you're missing that I got a point to make, but the one guy that you're missing off that list who I think is a perfect fit, like literally perfect fit.
Good.
Is Paul George for this team, bro?
Yeah,
George on this team is more perfect than anybody you've named.
If
even
you remember,
more,
Josh,
right now,
last summer I told you they were kind of close to making a deal.
Yeah, and you see already now. You see when Kevin Durant said the Knicks weren't cool. Well, the reports are coming out that the player that you wanted to go play with no longer wants to play with you. He wants to go play with the Knicks, bro. So the Devin Booker story is out now. The storylines are being made that he wants to come to the Knicks. Yep. Who knows if it's true or not? But it's the Knicks are doing what they're supposed to. But my quick thing was that I've always been the guy to call you guys when during the season, even when everybody tilted, and I said, who else do you want? Who else did y'all want in this position? And you see now what he's done for this team throughout the season. Everybody's saying, oh, he's played them too many minutes. He's got too many minutes. He's going to get them hurt. This team is out conditioning. This at a time when Preston Chua came in yesterday, he was standing on the side. He looked unfazed. He looked untired. He stood there while Joel Embiid is standing there with his hands on his knees, exhausted. He's standing there up. He's just looking like I'm ready for more rebounds. And I always felt – I feel like for the next game, what needs to happen is I think they may need to – because I feel like what should happen this for the last game, well, game five, not saying last game, for game five is that they need to come out guns blazing and just automatically just rip the hearts out. They have to rip the hearts out the 76ers. Yeah, they have to come out and rip the hearts out the 76ers, get the guard behind the team. And I think, and it's going to sound like a Monday morning quarterbacking it, but I've always said for this matchup, I haven't called you guys in a while, but I've always felt for this matchup that Preston Chua was a better fit because he's more active. He can do more things that Hartenstein can't do. Hartenstein can get active, but he's a more active player, as in you see the blocks that he gets because he's going to jump. Hartenstein's not going to jump. Hartenstein's going to try to stay on the floor.
Chua's a wing.
And Chua's going to get in, and he's going to play. He's going to play you. Wherever you go.
You got to worry about the size plays. Difference, though, Josh. That's the only thing is the height difference.
But if you see, the problem that Hartenstein is doing is Hartenstein is holding him too. He's playing him too much in the paint.
Exactly.
And Joel Embiid knows how to do that. Joel Embiid knows how to go around him.
That's how he gets to the free throw line.
He's not a bad player. He's a smart guy. He's going to get to the free throw line, and that's what Hartenstein – you got 5,000 in one quarter. That means a guy knows how you're playing him already. And the thing that Chua does – is that he doesn't play him close. He's going to play you, him and OG have this thing together where it's like they know defensively how to play players. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. But because I've been a Knicks fan all my life, bro. Mm-hmm. And to see them again possibly goes to the second round again. I'm 31, bro. I haven't seen this a lot. You feel me? So
You were a toddler.
Mello was the last time where I seen the Knicks team actually be good. But I appreciate the call, guys. Thank you for this, man.
And what Josh did there is exactly what all Knicks fans are feeling right now. It's just you haven't had that ability to feel really good about something that is sustainable, and that's what this is. And I mean, what he brought up, though, Bart, is true. Is the thing about minutes all season long and how people, you're going to wear these guys down. You're going to break them down. They're going to wear out. And I told you the stat, the last 20 games of the regular season, Tibbs has an over 600 winning percentage. Why? That's not wearing down. And then you see, Ananobi played 47 minutes. Did he look tired at the end of that game? Josh Hart played 46 minutes. He got every rebound in that fourth quarter.
Team plant-based.
Did he look tired? Jalen Brunson played 43 minutes. Did he look exhausted? Or did Kelly Oubre look exhausted at the end of that game? Did Embiid, who is just not in shape, clearly, did he look tired? Did they get anything out of their bench?
Nope.
Like, that's the difference is you're
so mad
you're a
Larry
team that's
that
conditioned
little, that
to play these
Larry
minutes. They're
like,
not.
Yeah.
Right? You're conditioned to play these minutes. Other teams aren't. And that's what Tibbs tries to sell. That's his idea, is when we get to the postseason, this isn't a shock to your system that now all of a sudden you've got to play all these minutes. Your body's already ready for it.
Tired talent makes cowards of us all.
Well, that's a great saying. All right, 800-919-3776. I love the enthusiasm. This is the fun time. This is like you got to have this opportunity, baby. Like this is your time. Get on the calls. Talk to us. We're going to give you all the opportunity to do that because – like I said about New York, we've waited forever. We've waited forever. And the thing that's going on at the Garden in the spring, as we told you, the Rangers have already taken care of their business. And they had a lot of fans down in D.C., by the way. You could hear them cheering. So tomorrow night, do the Knicks close out? And now both teams head into the second round, which, again, when was the last time we saw that? So more of your calls. We will get to the NFL draft stuff in the 1 o'clock hour, so stay with us certainly on that as well. But, Bart, I need you to tell me about BetMGM, please.
Yes, sir. BetMGM. The NBA playoffs are here, and the New York Knicks are in. It's time for you to hit the court with BetMGM, an authorized betting partner of the NBA. All you got to do is download the BetMGM app today and make every play, every vital play, mean more than ever. With same-game parlays, live betting options, player props, boosted odds specials, and the best daily promotions in the business. With the BetMGM app at your fingertips, you can experience the excitement of wagering on the NBA playoffs and get in on all the blue and orange action. As your New York Knicks drive the lane, find out why basketball fans love BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Madison Square Garden and the New York Knicks. Download the app and take the king of sports books with you wherever you go. See BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older to wager and physically present in New York or New Jersey only. Gambling problem, call 1-800. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. In New Jersey, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Before we get back to the calls, Bart, it's just been something. I mean, the Suns, Kevin Durant, swept out of the first round already. The Lakers avoid a sweep. Let's see if they can stay alive tonight. Denver can put Jamal them out Murray. Of their misery tonight. Imagine, think about this. We go into the second round and you won't have LeBron. You won't have Kevin Durant. You already don't have Steph Curry. Like, think about that. Like think about all the MVPs. Giannis might not be there. Embiid. Like it's basically
changing of the guard.
It's incredible. I mean, Jokic is an MVP that's still in the game. And I guess James Harden for now. But if he doesn't get out of the Mavs series, he's another one off the table. And Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, I mean,
all the MVPs that you've had in the last 10 years could be gone in the second round.
Just think. Luka's young.
Yep. Ant-Man, by the way, your guy, Anthony Edwards, I mean, my God. If you haven't watched, anybody listening, if you haven't watched the Minnesota Timberwolves yet.
My take is aging very well. And now everybody else want to jump on it. I was on that thing.
You were on it. But I'm saying to anybody listening that hasn't watched Minnesota, now they always play kind of later games and stuff. You've got to watch. They're done. So you're not going to see them until the second round. It probably could be the Oklahoma City Thunder. The OKC, I think, plays tonight as well. They could finish their series off with the Pelicans. But, man, I'm telling you.
No, they faced the winner of Denver and Clippers.
Oh, they're that. Oh, they're in that bracket. That's right.
Yep. Yeah, you won't see
That's
that.
That's right. OKC got the number one seed. So, this is definitely – oh, wow.
Yeah, you don't see that. You don't see the two Thundercats until –
So, Minnesota versus Denver would be – what a series that'll be.
Size against size. Minnesota versus Denver and
you
OKC
watch that series.
Versus the winner of the Clippers.
Listen, New York is a basketball town. You want to see a series? That's a series. That's going to be a great second round series. All right,
so
more
who
calls.
They going to put Gordon? Who they going to put on Ant-Man?
Well, and Jamal Murray, by the way, has got a little calf issue going on.
Yeah,
so let's keep an eye on that. But yeah, I don't know who they have to guard him. I don't. KCP going to be able to handle
KCP,
him?
KCP, yeah, yep.
But and you got Rudy Gobert
he
and Jokic.
Too strong for him.
Gordon versus Cat.
But even Cat can get. He's big enough and strong enough to kind of switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, they could do both.
Give a different look on Jokic.
Well, and what Rudy Gobert can do is sort of do what Anthony Davis is doing, is sort of be the secondary help when Jokic, you know, bring the double over at that point. All right, let's get a few more calls in here. Like I said, the NFL draft stuff, the Jets and the Giants did their second and third day stuff, and we'll get overall just grades on what they did. We'll do that stuff in the 1 o'clock hour. Of course, audio files certainly come up as well. But throughout the show, of course, we will continue to take all the Knicks fans' calls because this was quite the weekend for you. Let's go to Pete in New Rochelle. What's up, Pete?
Barton Hahn.
What's happening?
Good to get into you guys, man. Love you guys. Love the show. Yeah, before my Knicks point, I just wanted to say congratulations to the Rangers sweeping the Capitals. That was a pretty good victory there.
No points.
I'm just glad they got away from Tom Wilson and no one ended up getting hurt. That when he went after Adam Fox, that to me was an Embiid kind of the disgusting kind of thing that you just expect out of Wilson. But, you know, the hit on Fox earlier, I guess he thought he might have embellished it to get the power play. I don't know, but just get away from that guy. Move on. Get away from that guy. Carolina, we'll see if they can finish off the Islanders, but what a series that'll be.
Yeah, Carolina's no pushover. We were all booing Wilson at the Garden the other night like crazy, so I'm glad he's gone. But anyway, yeah, the Knicks, I mean, what more can you say about this team and Jalen Brunson? But I feel like, you guys touched on it a little bit, but I really wanted to point out some praise for the coaching staff and Precious Achiuwa, man. I thought he had a little bit of a rough game in game three, but then him coming in game four prepared and ready to hustle was like the most predictable thing in the world. Like, this guy is always ready to get it done, and the coaching staff is always ready to have these guys able to get it done. And I'm just really happy with the team. We got one more game to go. I think we're going to get it done tomorrow night, and it's just going to be madhouse at the Garden. I can't wait. Thanks for taking the call, guys. Have a great day, and let's go Knicks. Let's go Rangers.
Appreciate you, Pete. Yeah, like I said, Bart, the atmosphere in that building Tuesday night for a chance to clinch with Embiid and all the antics from over the weekend that Knicks fans are just – they want their pound of flesh. That first quarter, I can't imagine what that building is going to be like at the start of that game. And then, again, God help them if the Knicks get off to a lead. It'll be like unlike anything that we have witnessed in that building in a long time.
I hope they turn the sound system up, man. The sound system is kind of low.
You don't need to.
But I want
to
hear that.
I want to hear the fans. I'd rather hear that. All right. I also want to hear what Mel Kiper had to say about what the Jets did in the draft, what the Giants did in the draft from start to finish. What grades did they get for their draft efforts? And what does Bart think of what both of these teams did to try to make themselves better going into next season? That's coming up. Your calls throughout the rest of the show, of course. Stay with us on that at 800-919-3776. Going into hour number two, Barton Hunt, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, he had a strong game in game three, but yesterday Jalen Brunson took it to another level. 47 points, 10 assists. Earlier this morning on DPH on Rothenberg, the guy said the Knicks don't need a star. They already have one in Jalen Brunson.
If you believe the Knicks need to bring in a star, the Knicks need a second star in your mind. Because he's a star player.
Oh, he's a superstar, yeah.
He's a superstar. He is. He may not look it, but in actuality, he's a superstar.
Well, look at what he's done since he's been here, man.
He's changed the entire culture of this team.
But the entire culture. He is the absolute perfect player for Tibbs and what Tibbs is trying to do. Next year, he plays well, he'll be... It's not going to take people long to be like, okay, yeah, you guys were right.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.